We're on the terrace of Paralympics GB House. Got Kristen Coombs with us from the badminton. So how's the game been going, Kristen?
Oh, it's been awesome. Last night my gold medal match was unbelievable. Obviously didn't come away with a gold medal, but came away with the silver, which I'm really happy about. And yeah, it's just been incredible, these games so far, and it's just been awesome
to make it to the final. I mean, that's outstanding. It's been a lot of work though to get there.
It is. There's been a lot of hard work and dedication, sacrifices, and yeah, it's been awesome, and I love it. It's what I love doing, and I wouldn't stop it for anything.
If you weren't doing it, you know, at the Paralympics, would you play the game just, you know, for fun?
I'd probably play a sport for fun. I've always been very sporty. I love my football and tennis, cricket, all sorts of things. So wow. I'd definitely be doing something which is sporty, yeah.
How did you find that badminton was your game?
I used to play a bit of table tennis and was on the GB development squad, and racket sports have always seemed to be my go-to, and the badminton just seemed to be the right one. And yeah, now I'm a double Paralympic medalist, so it obviously was the right one to choose.
Well, we think about, you know, the physical training that goes into stuff like this, but I suppose there must be a lot in terms of psychological training, you know, nutrition. Yeah. There's so much that goes into it.
Oh, there is. There's so much that a lot of people don't see as well. That obviously the back room of the team, the people like you said, the nutrition, the psychology, the S&C, and it's all that hard work and dedication and the belief, I think, and also in enjoying it. You know, being able to do it day in, day out is a tiring thing. So if you can't enjoy it, then it's going to be a hard one.
Do you have like friends and family that come with you?
Yeah, I've had, there's about 15 of them that came, and they really showed their support, which they tried to cheer the French last night, but that was tough with a stadium that was all cheering for the French guy Charles. But yeah, they've been amazing, and it's just been incredible to be able to be at a Paralympic Games with them as well.
Was it a tough match?
Yeah, it was. I think with you know, being in France against a French lad was going to always be hard with the atmosphere. But no, I think I gave it all my all, and sadly just missed out on the first set, and just found it a little bit hard to get going in the second, and it just sort of seemed to drift away. But you know, I gave it my all, and yeah, I've won a silver medal, which I'm really, really pleased about.
I mean, you want the medals, and it's fabulous you got the silver. What drives you? It can't just be about, you know, a medal. Is there more to it?
I think it's just being here, being at the Paralympics, being able to showcase, you know, disability sport, and hopefully inspire, you know, another generation of children like myself, or children with other disabilities, that they've got an opportunity and able to succeed in their life, you know, whatever they do, if it is sport or not. But yeah, it's just been amazing.
Well, we do a lot in sport. We want to encourage people with disabilities, sensory impairments, to get into sport, and, you know, perhaps not reach the level that you guys get, to the elite level, but just to participate, because there's so much that people can get from that.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a great thing, sport, and it gives people such a healthy lifestyle and a social lifestyle as well. If you've got disability clubs or non-disability clubs as well, it's just a great thing for people to be able to go along to and enjoy all the time.
If you're going to encourage people to get into sport, you know, big of a badminton could be any sport, what would you say?
I think just go along, try it, like, don't be scared. I think that's what sometimes puts people off, is they feel like, oh, they say, oh, I won't be good enough, I won't be able to do that. But we all are, everyone can do something, and it's just about going along and finding the sport you love. You know, I used to play table tennis before, and now I've ended up being a badminton player, so it's just about going along and finding something that's right for you.
Just a badminton player with a silver Paralympic medal around their neck at the moment.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Chris, listen, best of luck with the rest of the tournaments you've got coming up, and thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Kinect Radio.
Cheers. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.